I am VOA's Tommy McNeil with your worldwide news update. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports officials say the Pentagon will start sending active-duty troops to help secure the southern border.
Officials say up to 1,500 may be sent there to join the roughly 2,500 National Guard and Reserve forces who are there. They're expected to support Border Patrol agents with things like logistics, transportation, and barrier construction, similar to what they've done in the past under both the Trump and Biden administrations. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Meanwhile, U.S. President Donald Trump's National Security Advisor has sent home about 160 National Security Council aides while the administration reviews staffing and tries to align it with Trump's agenda. The career government employees were summoned Wednesday to a staff call and were told they'll be expected to be available to NSC senior directors but will not need to report to the White House. Trump National Security Advisor Mike Waltz has signaled he's looking to move holdover civil servants from President Joe Biden's administration back to their home agencies to ensure the council is staffed by those who support Trump's agenda. And the U.S. House has passed a bill to require the detainment of unauthorized migrants accused of theft and violent crimes. It marks the first legislation that President Trump can sign as Congress, with some bipartisan support swiftly moved in line with his plans to crack down on illegal immigration. In an AP interview, President of the New York Immigration Coalition, Murad Awadi, says that President Trump's actions are inhumane.
The entire point of this administration is not safety and security, it's cruelty.
The Lake and Riley Act is named after a Georgia nursing student who was murdered last year by a Venezuelan man. Its passage shows just how sharply the political debate over immigration has shifted to the right following Trump's election victory. This is VOA News. AP correspondent Noam Kim reports on Palestinians in Gaza returning to an apocalyptic landscape of devastation after a ceasefire paused more than 15 months of fighting between Israel and Hamas.
In the southern city of Rafah, rubble is all that remains. After Israeli troops launched a ground offensive there in May, this week marks the first time Palestinians have been able to safely return. Manal Salim is a single mother of six and owned a dress rental shop. When she came back to find both her home and business completely destroyed, she had no words. Salim managed to pull out a few ripped dresses from under the rubble. We thought we'd find some place to live in or stay, but this destruction is not normal. It's like an apocalypse, to be honest. As the fragile ceasefire holds, aid trucks are bringing in much-needed food and supplies. The United Nations said nearly 900 trucks entered Gaza on Tuesday, significantly higher than the 600 a day called for in the deal. I'm Naeon Kim.
South Korean investigators asked prosecutors to indict the country's detained President Yoon Suk-yeol over a short-lived imposition of martial law last month as it accused him of rebellion, abuse of power, and obstruction of parliament. The Corruption Investigation Office for high-ranking officials said Thursday that Yoon staged a riot and sought to undermine the Constitution when he declared martial law on December 3rd and sent troops and police officers to seal the National Assembly. The deputy chief prosecutor at the CIO told a televised briefing that Yoon also abused his power by mobilizing troops for an illegitimate purpose and attempted to obstruct Parliament's right to vote on ending martial law. AP's Lisa Dwyer reports that there are new evacuation orders in California for at least 50,000 people.
Evacuations have been ordered for remote communities near a new wind-driven wildfire in the mountains north of Los Angeles. The Hughes Fire broke out late Wednesday morning and quickly burned through hundreds of acres of trees and brush, sending up a huge plume of dark smoke. While there is another round of critical fire conditions across Southern California in effect through Thursday, the parched terrain could get some badly needed rain this weekend. But that's a mixed bag of good news. Even a small amount of precipitation could create new challenges like toxic ash runoff. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Yemen's Houthi rebels have released the crew of the Galaxy Leader, a vehicle carrier seized in November 2023 at the start of their attacks on shipping in the Red Sea corridor over the Israel-Hamas war. The rebels said Wednesday they released the sailors after mediation by Oman. The crew of 25 included mariners from Philippines, Bulgaria, Romania, Ukraine, and Mexico. That wraps up this update, but the world and news never stop. For additional updates, visit our website at voanews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.